Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, today would have been Marvin Gaye's 79th birthday, and so we're going to spend today's DJ session talking about him. Joining us now to look back at some of his work is Liza Richardson, a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Hi, Liza.
Hi, Jeremy. How's it going?
It's going well. And of course, the 79th birthday is a little weird. We could have waited till next year, but why wait when we can talk about Marvin Gaye right now? And you've been digging through the archives and you brought us some of your favorites and some rarities. Was it hard to choose?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, what a catalog. Amazing. And Jeremy, I was just going to say, yeah, next year on his 80th birthday, everybody will be talking about him. So we're kind of
getting ahead of the curve here. We can replay this next year.
Okay, great. But yes, impossible to choose.
Okay, well, let's listen to what you brought us. This is the 1961 song, I'm Afraid the Masquerade is Over.
Your eyes. Like they used, to shine. And the thrill is gone, when your lips meet mine. I'm afraid the masquerade is over.
I would never know that that's him.
Yeah, well, he's not using that falsetto. At this time, he was really very much influenced by Nat King Cole, Billy Eckstein. I mean, he was into rock and roll, blues, jazz, doo-wop, and he was trying to figure out how to bring them all together. And on this album, his first album, The Soulful Moods of Marvin Gaye, he did all covers, all standards, songs like Witchcraft, My Funny Valentine, Love for Sale. And this song, that it's a standard. A lot of people sang it and did it, but this was at the very, very beginning of his career. Nothing on this album became a big hit. But this is the first track from The Soulful Moods of Marvin Gaye. So it's kind of an introduction to his work at that time.
Okay, well, next we have Lucky Lucky Me, recorded in
1964. Lady Love sure smiled on me when she blessed me with your loving charms. I found my place in the sun. Sweet heaven here in your arms.
Now we're starting to hear the Marvin Gaye that I recognize a little bit more. This song was actually shelved for many years by Gaye's record label. It's hard to imagine why.
Yeah, it's unclear to me why this album was shelved. I just know that in Marvin Gaye's relationship with Berry Gordy and the Motown label, there was just a lot of ups and downs and struggle over his image and who he was. And Berry wanted him to be sort of a teenage R&B guy, whereas Marvin had all these other ideas and other influences. And then later, of course, you know, he became so socially conscious.
All right, let's get to one that everybody's heard from 1971. This is Inner City Blues, Makes Me Want to Holler. This is off the album What's Going On.
Spend it all.
make it. Before we see it, you take it. Oh, make me wanna holler the way they do my life. Make me wanna holler the way they do my life. This ain't living, this ain't living. No, no, baby, this ain't living.
Now, What's Going On is such a landmark record, but why did you choose this song in particular?
Well, first of all, it's kind of like two songs in one because you have Inner City Blues, and then later in the song, they reprise What's Going On, the song. And so it's kind of like two songs in one. Now, for radio purposes, I know that we probably can't hear the entire song, but I chose this because, yes, such a, you know, absolute smash, one of the greatest albums of the century, a low point in his life, late 60s. He had tax problems. He was depressed. His singing partner, Tammy Terrell, was dying of cancer. His marriage was failing. He was doing drugs. But the album was a response to police brutality. He was very much influenced by letters he was exchanging with his brother, who was in Vietnam, so it's kind of through the eyes of a vet. And I feel like it's similar to what a lot of people are feeling right now, this feeling of disillusionment and the question, what is going on here? You know, the new normal, a sense of shock.
And it has such a different sound from his work in the 60s.
Totally. The quality control department at Motown turned this record down, and Berry Gordy hated the first single. And then one sales guy at Motown, he kind of got it out there behind Berry Gordy's back and released a small batch of records, and it became this massive success.
Okay, next we have the song Woman of the World. This is recorded in 1972. It's on the album Where Are We Going? I feel like I just figured out one of the influences for the Jackson 5, just listening to that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, and the next song we're going to hear as well was a big influence for Michael Jackson, Got to Give It Up. But Woman of the World was recorded in 1972, another album that was shelved by the label, and this song never came out until 2014. And which is unbelievable because what an amazing song and just a gem from his catalog, but sort of unheard until much, you know, another posthumous success of Marvin Gaye.
Okay, well, the last one that we have today is one of my favorites. This is Got to Give It Up, released in 1977. And I encourage everyone, by the way, to go and listen to this full song. It changes in the middle, and it's just got a great beat. You also may recognize that this was the song at the center of the legal plagiarism case against Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams' song Blurred Lines. I think this one is probably better, but yeah. Your thoughts?
Okay, so, yeah, this song has so much irony attached to it because, yes, Robin Thicke's song, in a way, it's not a parody. It's definitely a tribute. But this song was a parody, Marvin's parody, his response to disco music. Berry Gordy wanted him to do a disco track. This was 1977. But he did like the song Disco Lady by Johnny Taylor and eventually did this. But obviously, this is not disco. It's more of a a funk, jazz funk, not disco type of sound, and it just turned out great. He, yes, the long version that you're talking about, in the middle of it, he plays a glass of grapefruit juice. He's playing a glass, you know, as percussion.
Wow.
And this just turned out, even though it started as he was resisted the idea of it, it turned out to be such a classic Marvin Gaye song. And Me Too. It's one of my absolute all-time favorite party jams of all time.
And he died, of course, tragically on April 1st, 1984. He was shot in the heart by his father minutes after a fight between the two. But here we are still talking about him. Why do you think his music was so able to transcend time and race?
It's always nice when you have lots of recordings and you have them recorded well so that people can go back and dig things up and reconsider. That's one reason. And just what an amazing character, and so much change throughout his career and identity, you know, looking for the right identity. So there's just a lot to choose from. I think that's one of the main reasons.
It's Liza Richardson, a DJ at KCRW, talking with us about Marvin Gaye on what would be his 79th birthday. Liza, thank you.
Happy birthday, Marvin.
Yeah, happy birthday, Marvin.